And the animals that people ride, they call those?
Horses.
Where do they keep them?
Well, like here again, we go back to just about the same thing as well in the barn. But here, we go back to the same thing. Most of the cows, they mostly run loose, mm-hmm. just in pastures.
What about a fenced-in place around the barn where animals could walk around?
Corral.
Did you ever hear another name for that? Like barnyard or cow lot?
Barnyard, yeah. Barnyard.
What's the difference?
Well, I always look at a corral as a fenced-in place, not really too big.
Mm-hmm.
Barnyard, to me, always meant, well, it could be a fairly good-sized area all around, say, the house and the barn, and the chickens running around, smaller animals. Mm-hmm. And corral, to me, was always a fenced place.
Was it around the barn, the corral?
Uh-huh.
What about a fenced-in place out in the pasture where you could leave the cows overnight for milking?
No, you got me there. I don't know.
Do you ever hear of a milk gap or a cow pen?
No.
And if you have a place that has a lot of milk cows and they sell the milk and butter, they call that a...
Dairy?
Do you ever hear the word dairy used to mean anything else besides a commercial farm like that?
No, I don't think so.
Do you ever hear people talk about how they used to keep milk and butter before they had refrigeration?
Yeah, milk and butter. But I can't remember. I've heard it in the old days how they kept the stuff from spoiling, but I don't remember.
Do you ever hear of people storing potatoes or turnips during the winter?
You mean in the old, here we're in the old days, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know what you're looking for here.
Do you ever hear of a potato bank or a potato pump?
No.
And if you wanted to break up the ground for planting, you'd break it up with a...
Plow?
Were there different kinds of plows?
Well, I don't remember the kind that you used to pull to the horse. As far back as I can remember, they've always been mechanical. I guess a different type of... You're talking about different type of attachments to it, mm-hmm. discs and things like that.
What about something that has a lot of teeth in it and breaks up the clods of dirt?
Yeah, but I don't remember. You tell me, I'll remember, but I can't call the word.
Do you ever hear of a hara or hara?
Probably, but it doesn't...
Which have you heard it called?
I guess a hara. Hara rang a bell.
Mm-hmm. You not sure what it looks like, though?
Well, it's probably that thing with teeth that you use to break up the ground, but I'm not sure or no.
When you're plowing, the trenches that are cut by the plow,
you call them a row? Or a...
Huh?
A row?
Or another name? What about the furrow?
Furrow?
Uh-huh. Yeah. When you're plowing with two horses, did you ever hear a name for the one that walks in the furrow?
No.
And say if you were raising cotton, you'd say you raised a big
crop.
Okay. And cotton would grow out in the
field.
What if you were growing something, just a little bit of something like sweet potatoes, and you wouldn't call it a field they were growing in?
Garden.
Okay. Do you ever hear of a patch or a lot?
Heard of patch, yeah.
What do you think of a patch as?
Oh, just a small, kind of a small area, a potato patch or a vegetable patch, something like that. I usually, ordinarily I'd think of that, somebody might have a big house and a big yard and it'd grow in the backyard, just be a small, like a garden around the house.
Mm-hmm.